Deep in the Congo rainforest lies a primordial wilderness that has remained largely unchanged for 60 million years. This vast expanse of green darkness hides secrets both ancient and deadly, including the mysterious lost city of Zing, rumored to house extraordinary diamond deposits. When Earth Resources Technology Services, ERTS, sends an expedition to locate these valuable blue diamonds, they discover something far more terrifying than anticipated. The first team's satellite transmission reveals a horrifying scene, an entire camp destroyed in minutes, equipment scattered, and bodies lying in unnatural poses. Before the feed cuts out, a shadowy figure appears briefly. A gorilla, but with features unlike any documented species. The devastation represents what ERTS leader R.B. Travis calls the worst interference signature ever, an entire expedition wiped out in just 6 minutes. Mathematical prodigy Karen Ross, known as Ross Glaser for her precise, analytical nature, convinces Travis to let her lead a return expedition. What she doesn't reveal is the true military potential of their objective, blue diamonds whose unique electrical properties could revolutionize computer technology and weapon systems, potentially shifting the balance of global military power. In this high-stakes technological race, whoever reaches the Congo first stands to gain billions. Dr. Peter Elliott's research career began with Amy, a baby gorilla who bit him upon first meeting. By 1979, Amy had become the leading primate language research subject, making history by reporting dreams through sign language. She described sleep box, sleep pictures that made her cry and included mysterious semicircular arches. When Amy's behavior deteriorated, Elliott's assistant made a crucial discovery. A 1642 Portuguese engraving showing Congo jungle ruins with identical semicircular arches, suggesting possible genetic memory. Challenges mounted as animal rights activists protested Amy's captivity and a Japanese businessman offered $250,000 for her. Ross, claiming to represent the Wildlife Fund, produced satellite photos showing ruins with the distinctive crescent-shaped doors from Amy's drawings, confirming the lost city of Zin's existence. Amy indicated her desire to join the expedition by picking up torn papers, her way of expressing interest. Unknown to the team, her recurring nightmares might actually be warnings about a place of ancient terror. When competitors jam their communications, the expedition parachutes into the jungle and begins a 200-mile trek through eastern Congo, led by Captain Charles Monroe, an Africa survival expert. Upon returning to her native habitat, Amy reverts to her gorilla nature, spending most of her time foraging. "She's become a gorilla again," Elliot explains. "Gorillas are vegetarians, and they spend nearly all day eating." At a pygmy village, they discovered Bob Driscoll from the first expedition in a catatonic state. Though physically unharmed, he only responds to Elliot with a high-pitched wail. A pygmy explains that Elliot smelled like gorilla. Their journey grows increasingly dangerous. Hippo attacks, government forces firing rockets at competitors, and the looming Mount Mukenko volcano they must cross. As they climb through sulfurous vents, Ross's tracking system guides them to their destination. After weeks of arduous travel, the lost city of Zinj finally emerges from the jungle. The lost city presents an archaeological puzzle with sophisticated masonry and distinctive half-moon doorways matching Amy's drawings. Unlike other sites, Zinj appears strangely uniform. Block after block of nearly identical rectangular rooms. Advanced imaging reveals a society of tall, muscular inhabitants in patterned robes who traded in rough diamonds. The city shows no violent conquest, only evidence of a rapid, orderly departure. In a vast courtyard, they find dozens of stone paddles scattered like abandoned ceremonial objects, leading to a temple housing a colossal statue. A fearsome gorilla brandishing stone paddles like symbols in a threat display. Ross reveals their true objective: blue diamonds with exceptional optical properties crucial for next-generation computers. Their search uncovers elaborate mining tunnels with raw diamonds still protruding from walls in high concentrations. Elliot discovers Amy's mother wasn't killed by hungry natives as claimed, but died from a crushed skull, a trauma Amy likely witnessed. Could this connect to her nightmares about this place? The expedition's first night is disrupted by something triggering their electric fence. Amy returns from visiting wild gorillas, dismissing them as dumb for not using sign language. She insists the attackers weren't normal gorillas, but bad things that came at night. The team builds defenses with a moat and laser tracking systems. After midnight, gray gorillas attack with surprising intelligence, placing logs across the moat and charging from multiple directions. Gunfire eventually drives them away. Examining the dead gorillas, Elliot identifies a new species, Gorilla Elliotensis, specially bred guard animals that are intelligent, nocturnal, and aggressive. What they thought was a temple is actually a training school. Bas reliefs show Zinj's inhabitants bred and trained gorillas to guard diamond mines. The carvings reveal the progression: caged gorillas, Africans leading gorillas on ropes, training sessions, and gorillas attacking dummies with calculated intelligence. The next morning, they find two porters killed by a gorilla that cleverly manipulated the electric fence. Amy leads them to a hillside where they discover approximately 300 gray gorillas. They're drastically outnumbered. Trapped, Elliot realizes the gray gorillas' linguistic ability could be their weakness. Though Amy initially denies knowing the gorilla language, he discovers she understands it. They compose three messages: go away, no come, and bad here. That night, torrential rain shorts the electric fence and destroys visibility. The gorillas attack in disciplined waves, breaching their defenses. As Elliot faces death, the rain lightens enough for their broadcast messages to be heard. The gorillas pause, listen, then retreat into the jungle, confused by the communication. By morning, black ash covers their camp, with Mount Mukenko smoking nearby. Despite Amy signing leave now and warning Earth bad, Ross places explosives in the mine. Amy, fascinated by the detonator's LEDs, pushes the button, triggering explosions that awaken the volcano with devastating force. Lightning strikes kill a porter instantly. The team struggles through falling trees and tremors as lava flows down the hillside, eventually burying the lost city of Zinj forever, along with Ross's diamonds. The team escapes through an apocalyptic landscape transformed by Makenko's wrath, knee-deep volcanic ash, dying jungle, obsidian sludge waterfalls, and crimson lightning cutting across gray skies. Their salvation comes via the expedition's hot air balloon, lifting them beyond Kagani warriors' arrows. Drifting over Makenko's crater, they witness lava carving new scars into the ancient terrain. By January 1980, Makenko's fury subsides, leaving an 800-meter-deep obsidian grave marking Zinj's final resting place. The survivors disperse. Ross abandons corporate life. Elliot studies Amy alongside wild gorillas, and Monroe trades the diamonds before becoming entangled in international intrigues. Amy's story takes the most profound turn. She vanishes into the wilderness with her young son, who demonstrates the ability to sign Amy, like Peter, a glimpse of evolutionary possibilities. Makenko's molten fury entombs both ancient mysteries and modern ambitions beneath a basalt sarcophagus, a reminder that some secrets are perhaps best left undisturbed, and in the struggle between human technology and primal nature, nature always has the final word.